family and a woman's role at home. An IVF clinic under scrutiny over lost embryos says it's made changes to stop a repeat. Homerton Fertility Centre in East London has had its licence suspended and can't start any new procedures while an investigation is carried out. This patient, we're calling Anna, used the clinic in 2022 and says administrative errors led to her treatment being delayed for a year.
My husband's blood tests went missing, so he had to go back in. I had blood tests that were lost, and then I think there's sort of a lack of staffing to manage the number of patients, especially when there were backlogs that they were trying to deal with.
The clinic hasn't commented specifically on these allegations. Thousands of people have marched in London demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. It was the first major pro-Palestinian demo since Rishi Sunak warned extreme forces were trying to tear us apart. There's hope a world-famous tree brought down in an act of vandalism could yet live on. Seeds and buds rescued from the sycamore gap in Hadrian's Wall are said to be springing into life at a specialist conservation centre. In sport, England are attempting to stop Ireland retaining Rugby Union's Six Nations title at Twickenham. Live now to Chris Cave.
Boy, do we have a game on our hands. It took them a while to get going, but Ireland burst into life at the start of the second half. James Lowe grabbing the defending champions' first try of the match. That was a talent fair on England, who have been much improved from their defeat to Scotland. George Furbank then hit back for the hosts with their second try, but they still trail. It's England 13, Ireland 17.
Scotland's grip on second place took a blow with a 31-29 defeat to Italy. And Everton are 4 points clear of the Premier League relegation zone after losing 2-0 at Manchester United. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Josie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Massive thank you to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. He's back on Thursday with a non-league hour. Please tune in then. In the meantime, John, thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. After that shift, you have definitely earned it. Well done and thank you very much. And hello, good evening, welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. It is Saturday the 9th of March. How you doing? The nights are getting lighter, aren't they? The clocks go forward soon. Everything in life is great, isn't it? You've got to be happy with these light nights coming back. Anyway, what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And of course, naturally, all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, better than all of that even, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just needs to be a joy. And coming up on this evening's show, we've got all our usual features. We'll have Trackwoods. We'll have When They Were. And this week, of course, it'll be When They Were Nine, being the ninth of the month. We'll do Are You a Cover Lover? We'll do the Soppy Softies at seven. And we'll do the Birthday Bonanza, the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. And all of that before we say so long with the long song. But first, and as it was International Women's Day yesterday, we're going to celebrate the girls. Yes, we are. Now, if only someone could tell me what they want.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, wanna be my lover. You gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see. Slam your body down and wind it all around. Slam your body down and wind it all around. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta
There we go, the girls opening the show this evening just because it was International Women's Day yesterday. First of all, we heard the Spice Girls and Wannabe. That was their debut release back in 1996. That was the song that started it all for them and, of course, introduced us to girl power. Do you know, I wonder if Posh smiled a bit more then. Who knows? Anyway, the Spice Girls actually co-wrote that song along with Matt Rowe and Richard Stannard. And Matt Rowe and Richard Stannard also produced the single. And did you know that 9 of the Spice Girls' first 10 singles all made it to number one? The only one that broke that run was Stop, which I always find a little bit funny because they were stopped by Stop. Anyway, that one reached number 2 and was kept off number 1 by Run DMC versus Jason Nevins and It's Like That. Then we heard La Belle and Lady Marmalade. That was the only single La Belle actually released. It reached number 17 in 1975. But of course, Patti LaBelle had hits as a solo artist and as a duet, of course, with Michael McDonald. Let's not forget that. You might remember as well that All Saints covered Lady Marmalade in 1998 and took it to number 1. Do you know, it then reached number 1 again 3 years later in 2001 when Christina Aguilera, Little Kim, Maya and Pink covered it for the soundtrack to Moulin Rouge. What a film Moulin Rouge is as well, by the way. Love that movie. Right, I think I've done enough talking. Let's do a little bit of Trackwoods, shall we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Johnny Does the Sport was proudly just telling me that last week he got Trackwoods straight away. So let's see how he gets on with this one. Trackwoods is, of course, where we play a snippet of a song from the 1970s, 80s or 90s, but we play it backwards. Hence, we call it Trackwoods. Here's this week's. I don't think it's too tricky this week. I think it's got such a distinctive sound in there that it gives it away a little bit. I'll play it once more. If you want to get in touch and let me know your guess, you can email us at radio@phoenixfm.com. That's radio@phoenixfm.com. Let us know what you think it is. Tell us how we're soundtracking your Saturday evening. Or just let us know what you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, let's move on. Here's the next record.
Don't blame me just because I'm bored. I'm needy. I need to taste it all. Don't doubt me just because I am quiet. I'm thinking, thinking about it all. The bullets in my
me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
To fight to make ends meet, keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people, make what life's about, yeah. For a lead in his duty to a king or to a queen, protecting what he feels is right, fights against wrong with his life. There's no profit in deceit, honest men know that revenge does not deceive. Yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
That's Robert Palmer and Every Kind of People. And I have to say, I absolutely love Robert Palmer's voice. It's just so cool, isn't it? Every Kind of People was actually his debut release in 1978. And it just missed out. Well, I say just missed out. It missed out on the top 40. It peaked at 53. Do you know, it then got re-released in 1992. But it missed out on the top 40 again, although it did make it 10 places higher that time, peaking at 43. And the song was written by Free bass player Andy Fraser. It's just such a tune. I don't understand why it just didn't make it into the top 40. Before that, we heard Kylie Minogue and Breathe. Ah, there we go. Look, a song from Kylie after she'd managed to escape the clutches of the simply dreadful production team of Sick, Aching and Waterdown. You know exactly who I'm talking about, don't you? Anyway, that record was actually co-produced by Dave Ball, who's obviously formerly of Soft Cell. And it was Kylie's 27th single when it was released in 1998, and it peaked at number 14. And it's actually her final top 40 hit of the 20th century. Okay, now it's time for When Were They? And when were they? We're going to take a date, today's date, which is the 9th, and we're going to play a song that was at number 9 in the charts on this day in each of the corresponding years of the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. You have to guess which year it is. So, for instance, When we play the first one, if you think it's from 1971, for instance, that means the next track will be from 1981 and the final will be 1991. And they were all at number 9 on this date in the corresponding year. So over to you to see if you can guess who it is, what year it is.
Welcome to
Phoenix FM. Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Tell me tonight.
There we go. Three songs back to back, all of which were number nine in the charts on this day in the corresponding years of each the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. First of all, we heard ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. And I have to confess, right, I absolutely love that track. And as soon as I found out that it was number nine on this day, then the year was decided. That was the year we were going to play. Anyway, on this day, it was on its way down the charts. It had already peaked at number six, and this week had just dropped two places from last week's number seven. And as you might expect, it's written and produced by the legend that is Jeff Lynne. Then we heard The Primitives and Crash. They are, of course, my fellow Cov kids, and congratulations to Coventry City with a great away win at Watford today. Yay! Anyway, on this day, The Primitives were on their way up the charts. They'd just leapt six places from number 15 to number 9. It would eventually peak at number 5. It fared slightly better in Ireland, where it got to number 3 there. And you might remember that in 1994, it featured in the soundtrack to Dumb and Dumber. Then finally, we heard Leanne Rimes and How Do I Live? And on this day, Leanne Rimes was dropping down the charts. Last week, she'd been at a peak position of number 7, and this week, she'd dropped two places. It was a debut UK release, and it stayed in the charts for a whopping 36 weeks. So, what was the year? All of these tracks were number 9 in the chart. We know it was this date, but what was the year? From the 70s, 80s and 90s. While you ponder that, I'm going to play us a little bit of Hall & Oates. You can get in touch, by the way, radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to have a guess, but be quick because you've got 3 minutes and 54 seconds to get it in. Daryl Hall and John Oates, Out of Touch. Do you know, I reckon that Hall and Oates were a bit underrated, personally. What do you think? I mean, I think this is a really good tune, Out of Touch, but when it was released in 1984, it missed out on the top 40. It peaked at number 48. You would have thought it would have done better. At least would have got in the top 40, you would have thought. Anyway, Hall & Oates wrote the song, and it's taken from their LP, Big Bam Boom. Okay, I said I was going to give you the answer to When Were They? This week was number 9. We heard ELO and Mr. Blue Sky, The Primitives and Crash, and Leanne Rimes and How Do I Live? They were all number 9 on this day. The answer is the 8th, 1978, 1988, 1998. Congratulations to my brother, Matthew, who got it right. He got it right on The Primitives. He said he gave it away from what with them being from Coventry and all. Okay, it is now time for this.
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
It is indeed. It's up to you. Which do you prefer? Are you a cover lover? I'm going to play the original and I'm going to play a cover. You decide which ones you prefer. Are you a cover lover? Here's the original.
Me. I didn't wanna see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her. Why can't she see? She's lovely to me, but I like to stay here and watch TV on my own. Every now and then, my girl's mad at me. Been on the telephone for an hour. We hardly said a word. I tried and tried, but I could not be heard. Why can't I explain? Why do I feel this pain? Everything I say, she doesn't understand. She doesn't realize. She takes it all the wrong way. Was light. I thought we'd agree. I thought we talked it out. Now when I try to speak, she says that I don't care. She says I'm unaware, and now she says I'm weak.
That was the original. Now here's the cover.
My guy's mad at me. I didn't want to see the film tonight. I found it hard to say. See you.
That's this week's Are You a Cover Lover? The original was Madness and My Girl. That was Madness's third single in the UK, and it peaked at number three in 1980. And when Madness appeared on Top of the Pops to promote the record, they were the first band of the 80s to perform on the show. And, you know, as with, you know, most of the early Madness records, that one was written by keyboardist Mike Barson, also known as Barso. Then we heard the cover, which was Tracy Ullman, and she called her version My Guy's Mad at Me. Tracy Ullman changed the title a little bit on her version, as I just said. So as well as changing it to My Guy, she also changed it to, she also added Mad at Me. And it was her fourth UK single. The previous three had all made it into the top 10. My Guy's Mad at Me peaked at 23 in 1984. Tracy Ullman was like the flavour of the month in the early 80s, wasn't she? I mean, she had a comedy sketch show. That's easy for me to say. It was a comedy sketch show, three of a kind, with Lenny Henry and David Copperfield, not the magician. And Tracy Ullman, when we all fell in love with her in the 80s, wasn't it? She was very talented and very funny. I think I can play one more record before I give you the answer to Trackwards. Let's have a listen to Trackwards again before we do that, shall we?
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. What do you reckon it is, that Trackwards this week? I don't think it's a tricky one this week. I'll give you the answer after this.
Eyes and your cat-like ways, I can hold you. You are a fool for me to be cruel. I'm leaning on this bar, listening to you sing, and your sad song rings in my ears, and I start to cry. My soul, and we're feeling old, feeling so cold. She is the torch and she is the theme. She could be a dream, but oh boy, is she real. Try to avoid her eyes, to avoid her words, they will hit you with all that.
Oh,
Soft Cell and Torch. I played that because earlier I mentioned we played Kylie Minogue and Breathe, and I mentioned that had been co-produced by Dave Ball, who'd formerly been in Soft Cell. And that's what put Soft Cell in my mind. So that was Torch. It was a number two hit from 1982. It was kept off number one by Adam Ant and Goody Two Shoes. Okay, shall we do the answer to the trackwards now?
Trackwards.
Look at trackwards. I'll give it to you one more time. Okay, I'm going to play it forwards now. Congratulations to my mum who guessed it this week. That sounds too distinctive, isn't it? That's what gave it away. To this week's Trackwards. And because it was International Women's Day yesterday, it seemed like the perfect choice. That was Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. It was a debut release in the UK when it peaked at number two in 1984. It was kept off number one by Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. Although, do you know, I reckon Frankie Goes to Hollywood kept just about everyone off number one in 1984. Although Girls Just Wanna Have Fun did make it to number one in Australia, in Canada, Chile, Ireland, Israel, Japan, New Zealand and Norway. So, you know, not too bad after all. And of course, it's a karaoke classic as well, isn't it? Right, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. My name is Mandy Cullen. I'm playing the tunes this evening. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio, as well as throwing in a few classics here and there as well. And all of the songs that we do play will, of course, be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, I say this every week, better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. It's as simple as that. Okay, we are rapidly approaching 7 o'clock. And you know what? I'm going to go early this week. I'm going to go early with the Soppy Softies at 7. It's 1 minute to go. We're going to play three girls back to back, as I said, because it was International Women's Day yesterday. We've got one from the 1970s, one from the 1980s, one from the 1990s. Here are the girls with the Soppy Softies at just a few seconds to 7.
He's here. 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 I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been.